This is 99.7 FM Baraboo, 103.7 FM Reedsburg, AM 740, and streaming live everywhere.
ABC News, I'm Shiri. Preston, the major tsunami threat has passed for the West Coast and Hawaii following a massive earthquake off the coast of Russia. ABC's Alex Stone with more from Los Angeles.
At this point, after an all-night rush to get large populations away from potential tsunami waves, there is no known damage in the U.S., and there was no one large wave. There have been some small recorded tsunami waves picked up on sensors, some bigger ones as well, but not a large wave like you'd think of. The question will be, as the sun comes up, assessing any damage, especially in far northern California's Crescent City, which because of geography, it's always prone to tsunami damage. Right now, though, there is no known damage in the U.S.
Two notes left behind, police say, by the gunman who opened fire in a New York City office building. One of the notes appeared to blame the NFL for a brain injury. The other was an apology to his parents. Crowds lining the streets of Birmingham, England for the funeral procession today of Ozzy Osbourne's casket through his hometown. This is ABC News.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network, I'm Ted Aylin. Smoke is again coming from wildfires in Canada, and the Wisconsin DNR has issued a statewide air quality alert through midday Thursday because of it. Anyone with a weekend breathing or immune system should limit time outdoors. If you're planning to spend an extended time outdoors, be sure to wear a filter or a face mask. Parents in Sun Prairie want school district administration to resign after the arrest of a school dean. 30-year-old Robert Gilkey Meisegeier was charged in Dane County Monday with 2 counts of child sexual exploitation and 13 counts of possession of child porn. He served as dean of students at Sun Prairie West High School. And a Madison man who prosecutors say poisoned 2 women and put 1 in the hospital for more than a month pleads not guilty to the charges against him. 43-year-old Paul Van Dyne was arraigned Tuesday in Rock County Court. Van Dyne and 41-year-old Andrea Whitaker face multiple charges in both Rock and Dane counties.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 78. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month, interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
Maximum Hits, 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry, Tommy Two Tone on Max FM.
connected to our community like no one else.
We are your hometown station.
99.7 Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley. It is 8:11 on Wednesday morning. We are going to take a quick look at our weather forecast. Today, showers, possibly thunderstorms, and areas of smoke. We do have that air quality alert going until noon on Thursday due to the Canadian wildfire smoke. We're looking at a high of 69. Tonight, showers are likely gradually clearing early tomorrow morning with a low of 54. On Thursday, patchy smoke, sunny with a high of 75. On Friday, we're looking at sunny, high of 76. Looking into the weekend, highs in the high 70s and sunny. Currently 69 degrees, cloudy and a little bit foggy outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios. The farmer's market is underway right out in front of us on the 500 block of Oak Street. Stop on down, support all of our local farmers and artisans. I saw fruits, vegetables, bread, and of course cookies as I'm looking outside the window this morning, Emily.
I love how cookies gets its like special amount of time. Cookies. You're like the cookie monster.
I am.
Yeah, they work cookies so hard out there. They just really do. And it's quite impressive. They Yeah, they're just happy to be doing what they're doing, and they really love their customers. It's so fun to be able to hear the little snippets of conversation out there when they're chatting with their customers, and you know, they're doing the good work. It's really nice to see.
Yes, it is. And they're out there, rain or shine, and they're out there this morning. And so stop on out. Now's the time to get over there. And while we're on the topic of food, a lot of kids go back and forth between the two main food groups, pizza and mac and cheese. Emily, now they don't have to choose one. But
drum roll, please, because Kraft is coming out with a pizza-flavored mac and cheese, everybody. Holy moly. And I mean, I do have to say there is, or at least when my kids were little, there was a lot of pizza or mac and cheese options when there was stuff going on, just because they're easy and quick, and kids eat them. But yeah, Kraft mac and cheese is unleashing a new pizza flavor for a limited time. Wait, what? That doesn't even sound right.
No.
A new pizza flavor. That sounds like a flavor of a pizza. They right. say, nope, it's bold and savory notes of garlic, classic Italian spices that capture the essence of a classic slice in every bite of not pizza, but of mac and cheese.
Okay. Kraft says the pizza flavor is now available for purchase at retailers across the U.S. and will remain available throughout the back-to-school season. Plus, if you live in New York City, Chicago, or Detroit, you may be able to order this mac and cheese for delivery through GoPuff, a grocery delivery service, Emily.
That option, apparently, if you're in those locations only, so don't get too excited there in our listening area because we are not in New York, Chicago, or Detroit. But that option for those folks will be available starting this Friday. Kraft says it'll be delivered in as little as 15 minutes in a custom Kraft mac and cheese pizza delivery box while supplies last. And get this, it only costs $1, folks. We do not work for Kraft, so we're just excited about this because it's really weird. I don't know. I mean, I'm excited about the fact someone could get something for $1. I do like specials that are specific to like a certain time period. I think that's kind of fun, like back to school special or whatever. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I know how you feel about this, Dave. You are going to be anti this all day because you don't even like boxed mac and cheese.
Anyway, you nailed it. I think this is absolutely disgusting, gross. No, thank you. Yuck. Why? No, absolutely not. Just go eat real pizza. That's my answer. I'm going to take the road of no, I don't think this is a great idea. Obviously, this is just the opinion of Dave and Emily in the morning. Our opinions don't necessarily represent Civic Media and or Max FM. They're truly our only opinions.
Like not say no or gross or no way or any of those things. That was the opinion of Dave. I haven't decided yet. I'll try anything. And I love pizza and I like mac and cheese. So I'll certainly give it a whirl. I feel like it's a little over the top. But again, I am not a 10-year-old who likes mac and cheese that much anymore. I used to, you know. So this might be the cat's pajamas, as they used to say, for certain age groups. And I certainly would try it. If my kids wanted to check it out, I would let them. I would certainly not shut the door on that, even though right. I'm pretty sure you might.
Well, I don't have kids either, and the dog is probably going to have the same opinion as me, and I wouldn't give this to my dog either, for that matter. I mean, because I'm sorry, but you don't mess with something that's a known good thing, too. I think that's the other part of it. You're tempting fate a little bit. And the other thing is that I don't get excited about with stuff like this is it's a limited time thing. So if you really get into it, you really like it, guess what? In 6 months, it's not available. So then you're not able to have it anymore. And then they got you hooked on this and you go, oh my gosh, I'm craving my pizza, mac and cheese. And oh my gosh, I can't get that anymore because they don't make it anymore. So they hooked me and then they pulled the rug out from underneath me.
Yep. They'll come back out with it. That's the thing. So that's the thing about that limited time offer thing. Then they will get everybody buzzing about it and then they can bring it back out and then everybody just throws money at it. Right.
Right.
I do think this is interesting that there's, and I know a couple of pizza places that do this, that they will offer mac and cheese on the pizza.
Yes.
So what, that's still a hard no for you?
No, it depends. I mean, if it's homemade mac and cheese, then I'll probably do it. one of our local stores in town makes a mac and cheese brat. I've had it. It's very good. And so
it's
just
the box. That mac and cheese is probably out of the box.
No.
Oh, no.
No,
okay. I don't
no.
have a place. I don't mean to make any assumptions, but.
Oh, no. It was definitely. They basically stuck macaroni, some cheddar cheese in there into a brat, is what they did.
Oh, wow. Okay. That sounds a little more hardcore and homemade.
Yeah, no, it was very good. And I mean, it was just something that was different. Would I eat it all the time? Definitely no. I mean, it's something that I would try once in a while. And I mean, I'll try a lot of things, but I mean, if it's mac and cheese in a box, not going to try it, period. Not my thing. It's not my thing. Again, like you and I've talked, I prefer the homemade mac and cheese. And if I'm going to have mac and cheese, I want it to be mac and cheese or have some broccoli and some ham in it. But I don't want it to taste like pizza either. I want to keep my pizza separate from my mac and cheese. And that's just me. You know, I want pizza to be pizza.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, there's so pizza used to be, here was our choices that I recall as a kid anyways, was cheese, sausage and mushroom, pepperoni, or everything. That was it.
Right.
I think we're living in a world in which people have experimented pretty significantly with pizza and with pasta, if you will. Yes, mac and cheese technically is pasta, Dave. I know that it's its own thing, but like, right, it still is a pasta with cheese, right? So I don't know. I'm curious about what people think. You know, do they feel like this is blasphemy? Do they feel like this is exciting option? What do they feel like about this? I'm curious. And then also, you know, if people have had some crazy experiences with things on pizza or a certain mac and cheese flavor or homemade mac and cheese that you've experimented with putting other things in it, that would be good to know. Like just yesterday, I had some mac and cheese with bacon in it, and that was delicious. I thought it was great. I like mac and cheese with broccoli in it. I think that's delicious. People used to do peas.
Yeah.
And I'm talking about homemade, right? People used to throw peas in the boxed mac and cheese back in the 80s a lot to get the canned green pea nutrients in with the mac and cheese for the kids. Oh, my God. I don't know if any of that had any nutrients whatsoever, like canned peas.
Right.
Mac and cheese out of the box. I don't know. But yeah, if you have some crazy stuff you want to share, we will certainly list it out on the radio here about some wild pizza or wild mac and cheese. Like I said, just this summer. Stumbled across a box of hot Flamin' Cheeto flavored mac and cheese. And yes, it was made and I did not try that. That sounds awful, but you know.
Yeah, you know. Exactly. All right. I'm going to be back at 8:30. I've got some breaking news about an 80s star that was pulled over by law enforcement. This is interesting. This is just coming into my news feed right now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take a quick peek at this. I'll pop back on at 8:30. I'll talk about that. And then Emily's going to be back at 8:40. So we celebrate some calendar days.
Sounds like a plan.
More Music Mornings with Dave and Emily. We hope everyone's having a great Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry.
Cell Plus invites you to catch the sunrise on Max FM. 4 hours of positive, uplifting music every Sunday morning from 5 to 9. Brought to you exclusively by your local U.S. Cellular agent. Cell Plus in Baraboo, Reedsburg, and Wisconsin Dells.
Positive music on Sunday.
Soak up some extra sunshine this Thursday evening at Baraboo Concerts on the Square with Nate Gibson and the Stardazers. Enjoy their country music from 7 to 9 p.m. on Thursday, July 31st. Nate Gibson literally wrote the book on Starday Records, country music's largest independent record label in the 1950s and 60s, called The Starday Story, the house that country music built. Sponsorship info is available at baraboo concerts on the square.com. Baraboo Concerts on the Square, sharing community through music.
Reedsburg Area Medical Center welcomes Kate Porter, Physician's Assistant in Orthopedics.
The most rewarding thing as a physician assistant is getting people back to the activities that they love to do. That is why I was drawn to the field of orthopedics, is there is usually a treatment that will improve the patient's condition to be able to return them to what they love to do. From active athletes all the way up to people that love to garden or play with their grandchildren.
Learn more at ramchealth.com.
Sports is brought to you by Napa Auto Parts of Baraboo.
A house divided. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp in Green Bay, where things got a little testy. I asked quarterback Jordan Love if fights on the practice field can lead to division in the locker room.
No, I mean, it's one of those things where, you know, this is football. We got a big team. It's not like basketball or any of these other sports. These guys are battling every day, O-line, D-line. They're banging every day. So there's going to be some chippiness on the field. But at the end of the day, you got to be able to dap each other up and, you know, find ways to compete through the whistle and understand that we're team at the end of the day.
The Badgers football team at UW-Platteville for the next couple of weeks to begin preparing for the season. Head coach Luke Fickell.
We got to use it the best way. Just because you're here doesn't mean you use it the best way. There's great great opportunities with facilities and things like that. But in order for us to do this the best way, you know, our guys got to spend time together.
Baseball, the Brewers and Cubs today in Milwaukee. The Crew winning last night 9-3 to take a two-game lead over Chicago in the standings. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. 99.7
Every time I think of you.
80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More music mornings with Dave and Emily. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. So, yes, we're just playing John Waite, Missing You. And I don't know if he's missing this, as Surf Jeopardies in Kansas made an unexpected traffic stop on Friday when they pulled over a vehicle carrying none other than the 1980s pop rock icon John Waite and his band. Sergeant Justin Root conducted the stop as the group was headed to Dodge City, Kansas for a performance. A longtime fan, Root couldn't hide his excitement. "I'm not even on cloud 9, I'm on cloud 12, Root said after meeting English rock singer best known for Missing You and When I See You Smile. The sheriff's office shared the encounter in a lighthearted social media post called Waite a cool guy and thanked him for taking a photo with the sergeant. On his official Facebook page, Waite said they were pulled over for speeding and called Ruge a good guy cop. Waite's band continued on their way with deputies wishing them a rockin' time. So yes, John Waite got pulled over for speeding with his band, and you know, it sounds like everyone was very cool about it, and you know, that is kind of a neat thing, and it sounds like he made that sergeant's day as well. Coming up, a look at weather, and Emily and I will be back with you at 8:40 as we have calendar days on Max FM.
Big deals. Today's big deal of the day. Family values thrift and variety, serving savings with a smile 7 days a week. Let the treasure hunt begin. Add to your summertime wardrobe or choose a sparkling bracelet, necklace, or pair of earrings. Check out their vast selection of kitchen gadgets and books. Go to maxfmbigdeals.com right now and purchase $25 gift certificates for just $12.50. Today only at MaxFM Big Deals.
How would you like to enjoy this summer with less household projects? Let Handy Harry LLC help you enjoy the weather on a new deck. Or how about upgrading your doors or windows this season? For over 18 years, this locally owned and operated business has been helping you enjoy your home. Call their office in Baraboo at 608-370-9174 today to find out more about their services, including exterior painting, power washing, staining, and so much more. Make yours a happy home with Handy Harry LLC.
There's no way around it. Buying or selling your home can be a complicated process. Hi, I'm Mike Wye with Weikert Realtors Great Day Group. I've been licensed in real estate since 1997 and have decades of business experience to help guide you through those complications, connect you with all the licensed professionals to make the process go smoothly, and make sure you are making the right decisions surrounding your investment. Most likely one of the most important decisions of your life. So let me help you simplify the process. When you are ready to buy or sell, reach out to me at 608-393-9372.
Max FM weather brought to you by SSM Health, providing high quality, compassionate, and personalized care to communities across Wisconsin. SSMHealth.com.
Max FM, Gem City Weather.
It is going to be cloudy with scattered rain and thunderstorms likely today, and there could be some locally heavy rain here through the day. Our high right around 72 this afternoon. Tonight, rain showers, thunderstorms ending, low in the mid-50s tomorrow. Mostly sunny, high of 78. If your bathroom needs a remodel, go all out. Get what you've always wanted for just $99 a month interest-free. BCI Bath and Shower, 800-329-4115. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 70.
It's all fun and games
till somebody tells on us.
Maximum Hits.
99.7.
Max FM.
Maximum hits of the 80s, 90s, and more. 99.7 Max FM. More Music Mornings with Dave Nemley, 8:41 on Wednesday morning. The morning show is brought to you by Handy Harry LLC. Makers a happy home with Handy Harry. Let's take a quick look at our weather forecast. We do have that air quality advisory due to smoke from Canadian wildfires in the area. That'll be until noon on Thursday. Showers and thunderstorms possible today with high near 69. Tonight, showers are likely. Gradually clearing early tomorrow morning with the low of 54. Thursday, we will see patchy smoke, sunny with high of 75. Friday, sunny with a high of 76. Looking ahead to the weekend, highs in the high 70s, and we're looking at some sun as well. Currently 69 degrees, cloudy and misty outside the Weicker Great Day building in the Max FM studios in downtown Bearwood, corner of 3rd and Oak. Today is July 30th. Emily, what do you see on our calendar days? All right. We have World Snorkeling Day, and this is celebrated every year. Snorkeling is a practice of swimming through the water while equipped with a diving mask. And so, yes, it is World Snorkeling Day today. There's some other interesting ones on the list, Emily.
Sorry about that. You know, pushing buttons sometimes. Forget to do it. Have you ever been snorkeling?
No, I have not. Just never had a chance to do it. So how about you?
Yeah, I have been snorkeling. I do appreciate it. It's a cool way to be able to see the world under the ocean. So it is very nice to be able to do that. If you get a chance to do that, definitely let us know what your experiences are, like the coolest fish you ever saw. Today is also National Father-in-Law Day. I talked a little bit about my father-in-law who's no longer with us earlier in the show. I do miss him and appreciate him very much. It is a special relationship to have with your in-laws, right? It can be another set of parents. It can be another set of friends or confidants. It can also be another set of people you need to impress. Like, it depends on the situation, but I find it to be a really special relationship. And it just kind of makes a family bigger. So it can be really awesome. So anyone out there having a father-in-law that they love, please let them know how much you appreciate them, because they are special in our lives for sure.
Oh yeah. And they are special. I mean, my father-in-law is a very special guy. His name is Tom. He is like a father to me as well. He is a really good guy. He's also a funny guy, and he's a lot like me. And that's kind of ironic, because him and I have a lot of the same type of sense of humor, and we occasionally do get ourselves into trouble as well. So
I want to hear those stories. That sounds interesting, right, Linda? Wendy? Okay, great. I want to hear those stories. Anyways, it's also paperback book day. I do appreciate a good paperback book. Some people have moved into using electronic ways to read, which is also fantastic. I do a lot of listening to books, but I do like a good paperback. I like how you can, you know, I know you're not supposed to fold it over, ruins the binding and all that, but I do like how you can kind of manipulate the book to so you can kind of get as comfortable as you want in your curled up spot in your chair or whatever. So grab a book today, find a time to relax and just do a little reading. It's good for you.
It most definitely is. Now, reading is a good way to just relax, however you choose to read. This one is the most important day on calendar days. It is National Cheesecake Day. Cheesecake is the creamiest and yummiest holiday held on July 30th, where America samples and indulges in some of the most delicious cheesecakes ever. Of course, cheesecake is loved all over the world, and it is just so, so tasty. A cheesecake with some fruit on top of it. I am already hungry for cheesecake. So now I'm on a mission. I got to find some cheesecake today, because as I'm sitting in the studio this morning, that is already on my brain, is cheesecake today, Emily.
Yeah, we often have challenges of like, where does Dave get the thing he's craving for at, 8 o'clock in the morning? And cheesecake might be a little easier than that one day you wanted scallops. That was going to be a stretch. So
yes, yeah, it was
scallops
for
at eight
sure.
in the morning, I think. Did you ever get any scallops since then?
No, I still have yet to eat scallops, believe it or not. So yeah, I'm still struggling on that one.
Still struggling. The struggle bus is real for Dave on the scallop struggle bus. Today is actually National Support Public Education Day. This is huge. I mean, everyone deserves a good education. Public education is near and dear to my heart. My kids go to public school. I went to public school. I mean, everybody I know goes to public school or has, and it is definitely an opportunity to, learn social skills, be part of a community, all of that great stuff. So definitely, and public schools are suffering, they're taking programs away, and budget cuts and all that kind of stuff. So teachers, of course, as we know, you know, are on the lower end of any pay scale in any industry, which is just crazy. They should be at the very top. So, you know, support your public school teachers, your public schools, you know, get on the PTAs, do fundraisers, all that great stuff, because, you know, I don't know what we'd do without them, to be very honest.
No, you're exactly right. That is something that's just so important in our world. There's no two ways about it. Now, you heard in our show opener that today is National Whistleblower Day. You heard me correctly. It's an important commemorative event for the protection and sanctity of America. Corruption and illegal activities can weaken and cripple a society or industry when things go unreported or unnoticed, and they will only continue to grow. Whistleblowing is the act of reporting and exposing illegal deeds to the authorities. Therefore, it's essential in protecting the public rights. And then after a revolutionary whistleblowing event in the 1700s, the American Congress passed a resolution to protect the involved whistleblowers. Since then, the day has been recognized and celebrated to encourage whistleblowers to come forward. And that is something, you know, they had a little bit of fun with it in our opener this morning, but it's definitely something you do hear about in businesses and so forth, that someone blew the whistle on activities that were taking place here, right, Emily?
Yeah, absolutely. It is incredibly important to recognize that and know what it is and know when it's happening and, you know, realize what the details are surrounding it, because it is incredibly important. I mean, it's part of our right, and it's part of our, you know, our ability to be able to speak freely and speak truly about what's happening around us in terms of crime. So I also want to bring up something very serious. Today is also World Day Against Trafficking in Persons observed. That's today, July 30th, every year. Set aside this day for sensitization of global citizens to the human trafficking pandemic. It involves recruiting human trafficking, in case you don't know, involves recruiting, transporting, and possession of human individuals through coercion or other fraudulent means to exploit them for profit. So anyone can be a victim of this heinous act, regardless of age, background, and human trafficking is present all over the world. It is a very, 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 very serious issue and is getting more and more serious as every day passes. So there are all kinds of ways out there to be able to report this, to learn more about this, and to find out, you know, if things are like that are happening in your area and how you can help. So please, it is very serious. And it is something that's been going on for a very long time that hasn't been out in the public at all, that's as an issue. So, you know, I, for one, am glad that people are learning more about it and trying to do their best. Every individual can help stop this.
Most definitely. It's just something important, and it happens every day more than what people realize. And with some of the, you know, people think, oh, it doesn't happen in a small area, or it may not happen in Wisconsin. It does, trust me. So be on the lookout for it. If you see it, please say something. As always, if you see something that's out of place, say something. Don't just go by and not say something. And the last one on our list today is International Day of Friendship. It was designated by the United Nations on July 30th as we step back and get thankful for relationships we have worldwide to encourage world peace. So we think about that today on July 30th. Emily, you're going to be back with us for your favorite day of the week, Thursday.
Yay. Yes. Happy Wednesday, everyone. You're halfway through the work week. Have a wonderful, beautiful day. Try to stay dry out there. Stay cool. All that stuff. Take care of yourselves. And we'll see you guys tomorrow.
We will see you tomorrow. I'll continue on to 11 o'clock. And then Mace Michaels will be in at 11. He's filling in for Jay. Aaron is planned to be back on at 4. And then the one, the only, Wendy Grant will be on from 7 p.m. to midnight. Stay with us all day for more great hits right here on 99.7 Max FM.
Looking for your new go-to spot? At Pizza Ranch in Baraboo, we got your cravings covered with hot pizza, crispy chicken, all your comfort foods you love, plus desserts. Check out the weekly deals. Kids eat for less on Tuesdays, Thursdays is wing nights, and $12.99 buffets Sunday through Thursday, 7 p.m. to close. We are at 916 Gateway Drive in Baraboo, or call us at 608-448-2215. Pizza Ranch, legendary food, local fun.
With a look at some of the upcoming area events, here's your Max FM community calendar. It's your opportunity to get up close and personal with the Snakes of Wisconsin. This event will be happening at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. Meet live Snakes of Wisconsin, learn a bit about them with Eric Roscoe from Specialty Serpents. Each participant who will be in attendance must register, as seating is limited and all ages are welcome for this event. It is free, but again, you do need to get registered. Visit the library for more details or check out their website and view the calendar. Again, this happens on Saturday, August 2nd from 10 a.m. until 11 a.m. at the Carnegie Shoddy Memorial Public Library. And the Baraboo Area Senior Citizens Organization will be hosting their pancake breakfast. This is going to be happening at Thunderbird Lanes on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon. Enjoy delicious pancakes, sausage, hash browns, pastries, coffee, milk, juice, and water, all for just $10 per person. Again, this all goes down on Sunday, August 3rd from 9 a.m. until noon at Thunderbird Lanes. For all the details, visit booseniors.org. And registration is currently open for the 2025 Kiwanis Golf Outing. It's going to be held on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Come join them for a fun day of golf. Proceeds will help the Kiwanis support and improve the Baraboo Riverwalk. Also, other local sponsorships, including the Boys and Girls Club and other youth-oriented programs in our community. 18 holes with golf and a cart, plus dinner is $120 for non-Baraboo Country Club members and $90 if you are a member of the BCC. If you can't make the golf outing and just want to enjoy dinner, that is $35. You can also reach out to Kiwanis members for details on hole sponsorships and more. But again, this happens on Tuesday, August 5th at the Baraboo Country Club. Registration is now open. Visit the Baraboo Kiwanis website to get registered and to find more details.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, you get coverage options based on how much you want to pay for car insurance. And then you decide how to spend the rest of your money, because you're in charge. Today, you're going to pay down your credit card bill. But you decide when you'll pay it.
Before the due date, so those interest charges don't get you.
But you decide if you pay it in full.
But you definitely should, because, again, interest charges.
With Progressive's Name Your Price tool, we'll help you find coverage at a fair price. And then you're in charge.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in all states. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
99.7
Max FM.
that I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying, get back together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry.
Hold it, now I want to hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss, I like the sushi, cause it's never touch a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes, big like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value. Bert Camper's got the mad hits, you try to match wits, you try to hold me but I bust through. Gonna make a break and take a fake, I like a stinking ache and shake, I like vanilla, it's the finest of the flavors. Gotta see the show cause then you'll know the vertigo is gonna go, cause it's so dangerous, you'll have to sign a waiver. Can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, well you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of taking off my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, threw your arms in the air and said you're crazy. 5 days since you tackled me, I still got the red burns on both my knees. It's been 3 days since the afternoon, you realize it's not my fault, but I'm only too soon. Yesterday you'd forgiven me, and now I'll sit back and wait till you say you're sorry. The Chinese chicken, you have a drumstick and your brain stops sticking. Watching X-Files with no lights on, with all our maisons. I hope the smoking man's in this one, like Harrison Ford. I'm getting frantic, like Sting, I'm tantric, like Snickers guaranteed to satisfy. Like Kurosawa, I make mad films. Okay, I don't make films, but if I did, they'd have a samurai. Gonna get a set of better clubs, gonna find the kind with tiny nubs, just so my irons aren't always flying off the backswing. Gonna get into my Sailor Moon, cause the cartoonist got the boom anime babes that make me think the wrong thing. How can I help it if I think you're funny when you're mad? Trying hard not to smile, though I feel bad. I'm the kind of guy who laughs at a funeral, can't understand what I mean, you soon will. I have a tendency to wear my mind on my sleeve, I have a history of losing my shirt. It's been 1 week since you looked at me, dropped your arms to the sides and said I'm sorry. 5 days since I laughed at you and said you just did just what I thought you were gonna do. 3 days since the living room, we realized we're both to blame, but what could we do? Yesterday, you just smiled at me, cause it'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry. It'll still be 2 days till we say we're sorry.
WRPQ Baraboo.
W279 EG Reedsburg. This is 99.7 FM Baraboo. 103.7 FM Reedsburg. AM 740. And streaming live everywhere.